Radio 1350 KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes now, along with Lieutenant Bradley Millington, Kansas State University Police Department. We appreciate him being here today. And, of course, are you ready?
We are ready.
Okay. And I know that there are all sorts of preparations and things going on that way, Bradley, if you kind of want to fill us in. I know there's some changes when it comes to security getting into the football game. So we do want to remind listeners, 253-713-1350, if you have questions or comments, toll-free 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350 KMAN. But what does the average fan need to be prepared for, Brad?
Well, there's going to be changes for everybody this year getting into the stadium. The added security measures are going to be in effect, so everybody will have to be screened coming into the stadium to start the game. So that means walking through the metal detectors and making sure there's no contraband coming in, and then if it picks up something, he may get pulled to the side, wanted to see what it is, and then on into the stadium. So,
and of course, still the clear bags.
The clear bag policy is still into effect, and so it will be a learning curve for everybody, not only for our staff, but athletic staff, patrons coming in. So people just request the patrons to be patient with us and the staff. It's a learning curve. It's just a new trend that we have to deal with.
A lot of training involved with this, and are you bringing in extra helpers, that kind of thing?
We have extra people coming in. The Highway Patrol is bringing in some extra troopers to help us on the gates, strictly for that. So we've reached out to other outside agencies. We've gotten some new people coming in to help us with our numbers and all that. So it will be interesting to see how well this goes. It's just the new aspect where everything's going across the country, so we just got to move along and deal with it and have a good game day.
Probably don't want to show up, you know, half an hour before kickoff.
You
expect to get right in.
Yeah, people are going to want to come in and get in a little bit earlier. You won't be able to just 10 minutes before kickoff expect to get into the stadium. You're going to have to extend your time in a little bit getting in. And then the other thing at halftime, if you leave, you will have to get rescreened again when you come back in at halftime. So people have to use their time wisely.
Right. And, you know, as you say, it's kind of a national trend. We've got to be so careful anymore. It's sad that we've come to this, but it does make sense.
It makes sense just to keep everybody safe in the stadium, and that's just where the times are at right now.
Thought we might get a phone call today. We do have a call. Welcome in Focus. Go ahead, please, with Lieutenant Bradley Millington.
Yeah, I have a question about, for instance, I want to bring a portable radio in and my cell phone. And the director, do I need to have those in a plastic bag, or are you going to have trays to put stuff into, or how's that going to work?
There's going to be trays and stuff that you can put things into that they can see and pass on by.
Okay. So I don't need to have a plastic bag for that.
No, I don't believe so.
Okay, right. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Well, and that is a good question because, I mean, the plastic bags have been, I mean, they've been around for, what, a couple of years
now? A couple of years, and there's
been. But
they
still need to do that, or is that even necessary now that they're going through that? I don't know.
It still probably wouldn't hurt to have a clear bag. That way they can see what it is. You pass it through, and it's all there. I mean, it's going to be a learning curve. They've tweaked the bag policy a little bit. It's all on the athletics website on what they're going to do and all that, so it's all out there.
What is not allowed?
Oh, there could be multiple,
a long
list of that. Of course, no firearms, no weapons of any of that. No alcohol in the stadium, of course. There's always people trying to get that in and get by, but so what people need to do is go to the athletic website and see exactly what they're allowing in and what they're not allowing in.
Like fluids of any kind, I would think. I don't know. Is that now that, I don't know, that's airport type
stuff. That's airport type stuff.
Water is okay?
I don't know for sure.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. where they just got to go to the athletic website and look at what they're going to allow in and what they're not going to allow
in. Of course, they can purchase that within the
stadium.
Within
the stadium, too.
Right.
So.
Now, what about tailgating? You know, that always kind of happens.
Yeah. Tailgating is the rules really haven't changed since last year. We're going to be out there in the parking lots looking for minors consuming, which is not allowed. The other thing with tailgating, if people don't know, the one grass lot there at the northwest corner of Denison and Kimball is no longer going to be parked because they got a building going up there, so you're going to have to park a little further out or find another place if you've been parking in that area. So some changes like that.
Very good. I do want to remind listeners, we only have a few more minutes with Lieutenant Millington, so 537-1350 if you do have questions for him. And, of course, traffic control, and I know Riley County Police assist with some of that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, the Riley County helps with traffic. We take care of the gates right at the stadium. The county does the intersections, and then KHP also helps further out getting them out onto the roads. So it's a joint effort between all of us to get everybody out safely.
And not your domain, but there is a lot of construction going on, so that's another reason to allow extra time.
With the construction at Marlette. On Marlette, the bridge is still out, so there won't be traffic in certain directions up there. The roundabout is completed, or just about totally completed, and then the scenic and Anderson, mm-hmm. and then the diversion there at Setchilds and K-18 could be challenging. So,
well, at least campus, and I've had President Myers in and Provost April Mason in the last few weeks, and at least things are a little better with construction on campus this year.
Right, the roads on campus are all open now. The Denison corridor is open, so that's all done and completed, and all the roads going through campus are open. So.
Campus security, I mean, and campus, how are things going on campus? Kids are back.
Kids are back. Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. They're back. Our call logs have picked up. The guys are busier. We got more accidents and different things going on, but it's just another school year, and it's what we do.
We have another phone call. Okay. Welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please.
I had a question about the donations going to the hurricane victims. If we're bringing, like, shampoo and deodorants and things of that nature, or is that going to be checked before we get to the gate?
Good question, because they are accepting donations for the hurricane victims. I'm not sure how that'll work.
They were going to be received further out?
That I don't know. I think they'll be working on that, those details for that, probably today or tomorrow to get that out to everybody.
Okay, my listener. Yeah,
we should be announcing that.
Yeah, they'll be probably announcing more information on that. I don't know all that details right now.
And that's
Thank
a good
you.
Point. Yeah, we'll do some checking on that and try to get that information about where those will be taken. So it's a good caller. I appreciate that. Again, 537-1350 if anybody else wants to call in at the last minute. But just anything else that we're wanting to talk about today, Brad? I know, as you said, the school year's off to a new start, and just anything kind of stand out. I'm sure you're doing presentations for new students and all that good stuff.
Yeah, we're doing all sorts of presentation. Officer Miles is getting those programs up and going again. We've done some other presentations with the Collegian and different things throughout. So we're all busy from top to bottom down. And then just like to advise people that when there's certain things going on, we'll be tweeting and Facebooking out traffic when traffic's getting going and if there's any accidents. So if people would like our Facebook page or Twitter page, so that if they want some information on what's going on, we'll be trying to put out as much as we can. So if they don't have the radio or any of that, they got their phone with them, they could be able to get a lot of that information when we're putting it out that way.
We talked earlier this summer, pretty much full staff right now.
We are up to full staff. We have one at the academy who will be done here middle October, and then he'll go through the training program, and after that we will be back on total full staff, which will be nice. So.
And looks like we might be getting one more phone call. Okay. As I said, I know where our time is nearing an end, but I'm sure that Stephen Higgs won't mind if we go just a little bit over.
Okay.
Everyone's wanting to know about what they're supposed to do, of course, for the game and all that good stuff. But apparently the phone call was not for us. But anything else you want to add before we wrap up today?
I'd just like everybody to be patient this coming Saturday for the first couple games till we get some kinks worked out. But I think we'll have a good weekend and a good game. Go for a good Cats win and be patient with everybody. It's a new experience for everybody on it coming into the stadium this year. So
it is always an exciting time, no doubt about it. Well, thanks again, Lieutenant Bradley Millington with us today, Kansas State University Police Department. We'll take a break. When we come back, Director Biosecurity Research Institute, Kansas State University, Stephen Higgs with us, and you're listening to In Focus.